All right, we got Pete Sorrell back on this week. Happy to talk to you, my friend. I know you were out fishing this weekend, so first of all, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Adam. It's always good to talk to you.
All right, so you know I'm chomping at the bit. I want to hear about all your fishing exploits from last weekend, as well as confirming some of these reports we're getting in from the Western UP. I would like to start with those teeter pigs, those perch out of Lake Gogebic.
Yep, they're starting to hit. We had some nice catches over the weekend, and matter of fact, I snuck out yesterday, and we kept 15. Really nice perch.
Wow.
We put back, you know, some that were in the 13-inch range, but got a few smallmouth bass. And then we also caught a couple of northern. Now, that's the first northern we've started to catch. And I talked to some guys that also they live on the lake, and they said they hadn't been, you know, bothered too much by the northern, but apparently now that's changed.
Well, I got to tell you, that's actually another thing I was going to bring up in a minute. In fact, let's just put that on hold for a second. Let's go back to the perch. I'm really glad you brought up the idea of how big those perch were. You're throwing back 13-inch perch. Because when you say, oh, yeah, we kept 15 perch, I mean, a lot of people think, oh, you got 15, 10, 11-inch perch. That's pretty typical in lakes or... No, you're catching really big perch for keeping 15, and you're throwing the 13s back.
Yes, that's yeah, and it's pretty nice. And, you know, we were using gumdrop floaters and real soft jigs. We were just using crawlers, although we were using the smaller ones. Again, I go back to that beaver tail. I know your listeners probably get sick and tired of me saying that, but that seems to be the better bait of... instead of a regular Canadian crawler that you cut in half or whatever you do with it. But it just seems that the bait is more lively, Adam, and it just seems to work better.
So beaver tail worms versus the big T-bone steak Canadian crawlers.
Yes, yes. I can't say that enough because it just seems like the worms are more active and they attract the fish better. So,
well, before we move on...
Story.
Okay, but well, before we move on from the perch, let me just ask you, was there any colors to those jigs you were using?
Red or pink seemed to be working better. We tried green, we tried chartreuse, and we tried, we had a few other colors we tried too, but it seemed like the red and the pink seemed to work best.
All right, good tip. So, well, let's go back to the pike. You mentioned you were catching pike, which does not surprise me. I've been getting really good pike and muskie reports for those that are out chasing muskie, of course. Whether you're chasing the pike or not, they're catching them. And for some reason, they're doing very well right now. And I have to wonder if it has something to do with either the weather pattern, barometric pressure, daylight, you know, the photo period, maybe all of the above, or the activity of all these other fish that are feeding right now. Because there's a ton of bait in the water right now, natural food in the water. So maybe they're keyed in on these... For instance, the perch that are heavily feeding and you're catching them.
I have to agree with you because who's to say that all of a sudden they turn on, you know, and usually you would think of northerns that they feed all the time.
No,
but
no,
all
no.
of a sudden we start catching them.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of crazy. But I have to agree with you because we hadn't seen or caught many, and all of a sudden now I heard one guy caught a 36-incher and another guy, he caught one, again, over 30. So that tells you that the activity with those type of fish has increased.
Now, we're still talking Lake Gogebic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Boy, I got to ask you. I mean, I bet you've seen some just dandied monster pike come out of that lake over the years.
Oh, I mean, we've got 45, 48-inch, I mean, just huge. And you catch them in the wintertime, too. We've got pictures of them. It's just crazy. My son, one year, he caught a 39-incher through the ice. Because of the amount of water in that lake, they can feed and not, and you know, get caught.
Uh-huh.
But boy, oh boy, when you hook into one, look out. Because sometimes, Adam, you don't even get to see the fish.
Yeah.
If you set the hook, and if you don't have a wire leader on, you're not going to see that fish.
It's gone. Well, we got some big walleye being caught to tell you about, not just in Lake Gogebic either. We'll compare notes when we continue with Pete from Settlers Co-op. Plus, talk about the fishing out of Black River Harbor and Onondaga for nice Lakers. Good fishing Well, stay tuned for part two, our next outdoor report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.